All right, everybody. I'm Brian Stavely. I'm the host of the Dose of Reality show on my YouTube channel, Brian S. Stavely. But what I'm going to do today is I'm going to do a quick little video of my favorite proof that we don't live on a spinning ball, as NASA tells us, as the school systems have told us, as all the media has told us, movies, everything. It's all been very, very deceptive and clever brainwashing. But all you really have to do is think logically. I'm not going to give you any fancy math to have to remember. I'm not going to have to do any presentations or screen shares or anything. I'm just going to have you think about something, okay? If the Earth is spinning at 1,038 miles an hour, 1,000 miles an hour west to east, okay? How do pilots land, especially flying north to south on a north-south runway when the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour? How would you ever expect them to touch their plane down? And a lot of people automatically jump to, oh, well, the atmosphere is spinning with the Earth, and that's what they'll say is their argument. And that's such a flawed argument, and that's why I specifically said north to south. Okay, first of all, no matter what direction you're flying, if you're flying, you know, even if you're flying east and the Earth is coming west to east, if you're flying west, so you're flying into it, right? Even if you're going straight into it, those two motions coming at each other would be so hard to land the airplane. But now, if you want to say that the atmosphere is spinning with the Earth, well, we're going to cut through it. We're going to go north and south, okay? You can't spin. The Earth's only spinning allegedly one way, right? Even if that's what you believe it's spinning, it's only spinning one way. So if I'm spinning in a direction cutting across from that, the Earth would be coming at me sideways. 1,000 miles an hour sideways as I'm coming north-south to land my plane. How am I going to land my plane? No pilot would ever even attempt that. Think about it. And here's a few more things to think about with airplanes. They tell you the Earth curves by a good significant amount, okay? For instance, at 60 miles, it would be 2,400 feet of curve. Now, when you're in an airplane doing the speeds you're doing, the Earth would be dropping rapidly underneath you. The horizon would have to drop. The horizon never drops because Earth's a flat plane. If the Earth is a ball at any size you want, as it's under you, that horizon has to drop. Now, not only that, let's just say, oh, well, maybe it's too big, and that's what you want to say. Maybe it's too big, you can't see the difference, which I'm telling you, you would, but let's just say that's what you want to say. Do you think that a pilot would know the difference? If you ask any pilot what they do to account for this drop, this curvature of the Earth, they don't do anything. How is that possible? That's only possible if it doesn't actually drop. They're not doing anything. They're taught to fly as if they're flying over a flat and stationary plane. It's well known. I mean, this has even been released in not NASA documents that leaked. This is how they teach people. You fly over the Earth as if it's a stationary and flat, motionless plane. But that's what it is. It's not as if. They throw that out there and it's just complete nonsense. The Earth's not moving. How would these people touch down? Think about it. And then I want you to think about flight times. You know, if the Earth is spinning at me 1,000 miles an hour, okay, allegedly the higher up, you know, you get away from it or lower, the less it is. So stay in my area, Boston, it'd be like 700 miles an hour, okay? So say I was going to fly to LA. It's like, I think it's a 4-hour flight right now. That 4-hour flight would be reduced to like an hour. Think about it. Rather than if the Earth is spinning like this, it's coming at me. And I'm going like this. I'm going at it. That's 1,500 miles an hour. That's 500 me going and 1,500 the Earth going. And then, conversely, on the way home, if I'm leaving California and California's spinning west to east towards New York underneath me, how am I even going to get home? How am I even going to catch up with the Earth? It's going 1,000 miles an hour. I'm doing 500. My destination would come up behind me. Think about it. And you can't use the atmosphere spinning argument because that would only work in one direction. And even that would be terrifying. It's absolutely ridiculous. So think about the flight times, though. I mean, the flight times would be just so vastly different. vastly, and they're nearly identical. I know they are a little different, but that's due to the winds and whatnot. That they're like might be, you know, an 8 hour flight might be a 7 hour flight in the other direction or something like that. But they're not like 1 hour versus 4 hours and these huge differences that we would see if the Earth was spinning and depending if we were going west to east. You know? And people say, well, I know the Earth is a ball because I flew around it. Did you really fly around a ball? Or did you just fly over a surface? Because let's just say you have the United States here, Soviet Union, China, and, you know, Africa, whatever, you know? If the Earth is flat, you can fly around this way and come back home. You can fly around this way and come back home. It's no different than flying around a ball this way or this way. And if the horizon's never dropping and pilots make no adjustment for it, what to land or to fly, do you think it's really a ball? I know you told it since you were little, but why do you believe it? Why do you believe it's a ball? If you weren't forced to believe this in school and made to think you were an idiot if you thought otherwise, the way you think of current flat earthers and people that question science and whatnot, if you were never beaten in the head with that brainwashing, would you have ever woke up any day and said, oh, I think the Earth is moving. I think the Earth is spinning. I think there's people upside down in Australia. I think I live on a ball. Because it's crazy to think if it was flat, you'd just fall off. But I would never fall off of a ball that's spinning. No, because and when everything just makes absolute no sense, they just throw the word gravity out there. Everything's gravity. Gravity, that's your God. Your God is gravity. And it's never been proven. Just like you mock people for their God, you think your God has been proven? Gravity's never been proven. Show me any example where two objects of mass attract each other. Like they say, gravity keeps the planets in orbit and all this. It's rubbish. And it's okay to have been wrong. We've all been fooled. The big man thing to do is to admit it, correct it, and move on and see what you can learn from it. Not to keep living the lie because your pride and your ego. Oh, I've been knowing I live on a globe and these flat earth people are crazy. Yeah, I'm real crazy. Real crazy, yeah. Do I sound like I don't make any sense at all? Think about it. If you're flying over a ball, right? Let me get a ball. I'm going to show you this. Thought I had one right here. Alright, I don't have one handy, I'm not going to keep you looking. Easy enough. Airplane, ball. If you're flying over a ball, and you're going to keep that altitude of, whatever, 30,000 feet, guess what? You have to gradually nose down to go around it. You have to nose down. If you go straight, that horizon is going to keep dropping. And what's going to happen to you? You're going to keep gaining altitude, aren't you? And you're going to end up in outer space in no time. I mean, minutes with the speed the plane goes. Definitely not hours. You're just going to keep going up. You have to nose down. They don't nose down. They don't make any adjustment like that. And they make zero adjustment for the Earth spinning underneath them at up to 1,000 miles an hour. And all differing speeds depending on where they would be on the globe. We didn't even talk about that. So they'd have to have preparations and procedures for landing at every runway at different longitudes and latitudes because it would all be different factors of the Earth spin according to their model. Exactly, that doesn't make sense, right? Because it's absolute nonsense. They tell you 1,000 miles at the equator you'd be spinning, but you're at the North Pole, you wouldn't be spinning at all. You'd be spinning zero as you stand on the ball that's spinning. I'm just saying, this is what they tell you. Okay? And you believe it. And it's okay. We all believed it. Why wouldn't you believe it? I mean, why would they lie? I mean, more about airplanes, though. While we're on airplanes, because that's what this video is about, airplanes. This is something else you can do. Okay? But this whole thing ties into a deception about where we live. Okay? I think you figured that out by now. Okay, the layout of the land is nothing like what we're told. People will debate, and we're not going to go down that road, whether there's hidden land, more land, whatever. The point is the layout isn't what we're told, and they're hiding the real layout to the point to where it's so obvious that if you go and try and track your airplane, your loved ones on an airplane, say on planefinder.net, sites like this, you will notice all the planes in the Southern Hemisphere are not being tracked on GPS. That's right. If your loved ones are flying in the Southern Hemisphere, they're not being tracked. You'll watch planes in the Southern Hemisphere take off. After about 100 miles or so, once they get out over the ocean, bloop, completely gone. Until about 100 miles before they land. I've seen 12, 13-hour flights off the whole time, except for the first 100 miles and last 100 miles. But it's not here and there. All of them. And just in the south, if the Earth's a globe, you can't, there's no reason for that. If you say satellites are real and Earth's a globe, the coverage would be the same all the way around. There'd be no anomaly in the south where everything is out. And it's all of them. All of them in the south. And in the north, you'll just see mad traffic. Like between the US and the UK and all this. Like mad air traffic all over the oceans. When you look at the bottom, you're not going to see anything over the oceans. They're hiding the flight routes, which is another topic for another day, but it's all tied into the airplanes. And this is something you can easily look at. You can sit here and call us crazy, or you can take fucking 5 minutes of your busy day when we say you don't have time, but you'll sit there and watch videos of Chinese people burning dogs in the street and stupid shit like that, but you won't watch something like this. Go do 5 minutes of research. You don't even want to watch anybody's video after this. Go to one of these websites, look at the flight routes, and watch them disappear off GPS and ask why. Why? And think of how unsafe that is. What if your family's on the flight and goes missing, but they never found it because the GPS was off? It's not being tracked. Whatever they're hiding is that important to them that they will shut the GPS off on these planes. Think about that. Next time you go up in a plane, people always tell you, oh, I saw curvature from the plane. They're so full of shit. Go up there. Take a picture with your phone. Show me the curve. You're not going to see it. You'll never see it. But you believe in something you've never seen, felt, experienced, never been proven. But you believe it, and you mock and ridicule others who believe what they observe, what they can test, what they can measure or can't measure. It's kind of ironic. Who's the ignorant one? Who's being the selective truther? If that's what you are. It's time to have a look. Airplanes on a spinning ball. My number one proof that we live on a flat and motionless plane. They make no adjustment. Okay, Neil deGrasse Tyson comes on TV, he does an interview, and he did a tweet. Let me get a drink of water for this. He did a tweet after an NFL game that went into overtime. Somebody had kicked a game-winning field goal, and it hit the upright and bounced in. And he did a tweet, and he told people it was the Coriolis force that had made them win the game. The Coriolis force is the earth spinning, okay? So what he went on to this reporter and said was, he's like, oh, well, I seen the kick go up and go through. I did some quick math. I figured out the wind and the placement on the field and the way the field was facing. And I figured out that ball was aided by X amount of inches due to the spin of the earth, and that's how they won the football. So now he's basically saying that NFL kickers should be taken into account the spin of the earth, but it doesn't affect the airplanes. You see what I'm saying? It's all nonsense. If that was true, Tiger Woods would have to play the spin of the earth when he puts the ball up in the air for a long drive. That, if that's what he's saying, he's selectively saying things are leaving the atmosphere, like the football. But then when they want to say things are staying with the atmosphere and the atmosphere is moving with the earth, they go to that part of the discussion. It's nonsense. What do you observe? Go outside. Is everything moving? We're not moving. You know how it looks like the sun moves above you and the moon? That's what they're doing. Just like the ground below you doesn't feel like it's moving, it's because it isn't. I mean, imagine that. I wanted to keep this short. Look into the airplane thing. Think about what I'm saying. No adjustment. Gaining altitude, out of space in no time. You have to nose down. They don't. And no, the autopilot doesn't do it for them either. There is no compensation made. None. None. And then they're going to land on a ball spinning at them, underneath them, 1,000 miles an hour, sideways or all up different multitude of directions. Are you kidding me? No pilot would ever try that. Maybe a crazy stuntman might try something like that once and he'd probably die. And that'd be it. I mean, it's ridiculous, the shit that people believe. For no reason. You think that they would lie to you about, you know, 9/11 or these other events, but and you think it just stops there? If you know that much, why do you trust the government? Why do you trust NASA? NASA is government. Mainstream media is as corrupt as... I mean, mainstream science is as corrupt as mainstream media. It goes hand in hand. If you trust one, you can't... if you don't trust one, you can't trust the other. Have some sense. Check out my other videos. I have a ton of Flat Earth material. Mandela Effect, 9/11, all different topics. I do shows every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Everything is on my Dose of Reality playlist. I also interview various researchers in the communities. Those are all on that playlist, but as well, they're all separate on the My Awakening playlist. So be sure to check that out, and I do short videos time to time. This is just a quick one I wanted to do to get out there on my favorite proof.